Thank you, Mr. President, for convening this thematic discussion under the agenda item 2. Aligning my country with the Group 21 statement delivered by the distinguished representative of Zimbabwe, I would like to make the following remarks in my national capacity. It is obvious that the only way to prevent a nuclear war is a total, verifiable, and irreversible elimination of all nuclear weapons. The existing arsenals of nuclear weapons alone are more than sufficient to destroy all life on Earth. Around 14,000 of such weapons remain, with thousands of them on high alert status or associated with first-use nuclear doctrines. To remove the threat of a nuclear war which arises from the existence of nuclear weapons, the international community has long recognized that there is no alternative other than the total elimination of nuclear weapons as the only absolute guarantee against their use or the threat of use. Hence, the nuclear disarmament should remain amongst the highest global priorities. Achieving nuclear disarmament is in the interest of ensuring genuine security and a peaceful future for all nations and peoples of the world. Despite the existence of an explicit legal obligation for more than half a century regarding nuclear disarmament and the relevant commitments made in the context of the review conferences of the parties to the NPT, to make progress on the implementation of Article 6, the objectives of that article remains totally unfulfilled. While the treaty requires all its parties to undertake negotiations in good faith on nuclear disarmament, those negotiations have never taken place. To prevent a nuclear war, undertaking urgent and effective measures aimed at nuclear disarmament and complete elimination of nuclear weapons should have the highest priority in the CD. Some nuclear weapon states have dangerously increased their reliance on nuclear weapons and expanded the role of such weapons in their military concepts and doctrines in violation of their commitments to diminishing the role and significance of nuclear weapons in their military and security policies and doctrines. Unfortunately, non-nuclear weapon states are modernizing their nuclear weapons delivery systems and related infrastructures, which have serious implications for the nuclear disarmament process. The Islamic Republic of Iran calls on all nuclear weapon states to enter into meaningful negotiations and eliminate all their nuclear weapons in a transparent, verifiable, and irreversible manner. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, we are not willing to witness another discriminatory treaty, this time on the FMCT. Therefore, we cannot support a treaty that does not contain existing stockpiles. We strongly believe that any treaty banning production of fissile materials should include the verifiable elimination of all existing stockpiles. We also believe that the ultimate goal of nuclear disarmament should not be diminished to the ban of fissile materials. Non-nuclear weapon states under the Non-Proliferation Treaty are already committed to avoid producing fissile materials for nuclear weapons. So, we think that any treaty on the production of fissile materials without including existing materials will not have any added value. I thank you, Mr. President.